Cycle update. D-Less from Mexi Shitcoin. CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I'm your host, Everrise. Everrise has allegedly been delisted from Mexi. I went to Mexi's site, did not see the usual announcement of a delist or an impending delist. However, CoinMarketCap's site indicates that the liquidity score is at an all-time low, and then when you go to the pair, it indicates that the Everrise token was delisted from Mexi. That would be the very last exchange, central exchange, that Everrise had been on. Some time ago on YouTube, I had said I'm concerned about Everrise, having been heavily, I don't even want to say bullish, I just felt very strong overall about the project's direction. And then something changed when they got rid of Jen. Jen never reached out, that's okay. But I had people attack and say, I don't know what I'm talking about here, that CryptoTalk.fm doesn't know what he's talking about here. Let me just give some educational points. If a token gets delisted on one exchange, it happens. If a token gets delisted on all exchanges, central exchanges, that's a problem. That's a real big issue. You can buy it on the DCEN side, but you want it on those central exchanges because that actually should be contributing to the increase of volume that you would expect from your tokens. The fact that it got delisted from Mexi, let me remind you, Mexi still lists the Trump 2024 token. Mexi lists all sorts of crap on its exchange. Mexi has no problem listing the lowest of the low garbage on its exchange. So to be delisted from Mexi, the bar is extremely low. And that is a picture, and I want you to listen to where your token is right now, which is in the trash, as I said on YouTube, where you said didn't know what I was talking about. I said that something went wrong. Apparently, I wasn't there in a telescam, but apparently there was a shift of leadership that drove the departure of Jen and other changes. Some people blaming Jen didn't know what they were talking about, but apparently the change of leadership was very similar to the change of leadership for Cytochain, which is also in the crapper, where they just don't know what they're doing. They had a great direction, and then the people who knew what the F they were doing left the organization. In Cytochain, they never knew what they were doing. I'm saying in Everrise, the people that did know what they were doing, on a great path and all these great utilities, and the utility's still there. What good are they if your token is not appealing to people outside the bubble? If you're just going after NFTs, I said the Riser bots was not going to have any sort of positive impact. Here we are. So I'm not doing this to attack. I'm doing this because this was a project that should not have failed. This is a project that should have been bulletproof. There should have been no reason for the level of drop that I'm now currently seeing. There should have been no reason for them to get kicked off of exchanges. Certainly not Mexi. They're not even on freaking CoinTiger. I'm not going to say it's dead, although if you look at the all-time percentage, it's down 90-something percent. It's almost at the launch price of V3. I don't know if they have some sort of a plan. I don't frankly care. If you're in Telescam, they're telling you all this other stuff. I'll remind you again, they told you the Riser bots was going to help this thing. They told you the NFTs was going to help the thing. They told you that the shift in strategy was going to help the thing. And I challenge you to point out where any of that garbage that they sold you was actually helping the project, as opposed to focusing on the stuff that was successful for them at a point. And I would remind you that the decline of what was once a great project seemed to start and correlate to the removal of the Hyperburn. When the Hyperburn was removed, V2, when that was removed, we started to see the decline. You don't believe me? Zoom out of the chart and you'll see exactly what I was talking about. Go back to V2 and look at the history of it, and you'll see that when they removed the Hyperburn, it essentially killed the business. I don't know what the long-term plan is for something that should not have failed. I don't have an answer. You're looking at me like, well, what would you have done? All I can tell you is this. The Hyperburn should not have been removed, number one. Number two, the utilities they were creating were fantastic. I've praised them multiple times on YouTube. You don't believe me, go to the channel, cryptotalkradio.net/YouTube, and you get there. I praised what they were doing over time with the utilities. The gap, and I don't know why it became a gap, they stopped going after central exchanges. When you have all these great utilities, you can't just say we're DCEN only. That's not going to make you succeed. I said the same damn thing to Cytochain. You've got to have those central exchanges because that's where you're going to get the mass majority of money. It's going to come from that side. It's not the decent side. You get that inflow of cash coming in. You continue to build those utilities for the decent side. You culminate it into a blockchain. And I think that would have been the good end game, but only when they were at the peak. The peak was in V2-ish prior to them killing off the Hyperburns. I'm saying, I think somewhere they detoured and decided, well, it's an NFT, and that was the death of the business. So Everrise, I'm sorry to see this happen to this project because, again, I love the utilities. I don't love what the people are doing. And I don't know if somebody's telling them to do that or sabotaging from inside. I have no idea. Just you can look at the graph yourself. Don't you dare come at me telling me it's not dying. I'm not saying dead. I'm saying dying because that's what it is. But to get delisted on MEXC, the ghetto of central exchanges, I don't even have words for how embarrassing this is for a once great project.